This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the right of advice. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host Hussein Hinzano, and in today's lesson, we're talking about the right of advice. Your friend is he who accompanies you, an everlasting wisdom practiced by sensible friends, men and women. Thus, the right of a friend over his friend is that he should advise him. Always remember that an advice is a show of love to the other person. And the other person, he definitely, so long as you call them your friend, they are owning the right of advice from you. Because every man needs advice from others, as he needs to prepare himself to accept advice also. For some people, they might not be very ready, you know, to accept advice from people. But later on, when they're not accepting the advice, they regret in life because they end up doing mistakes. All the human beings in life are created and they're doing mistakes every time. So having an advice from a friend, from someone you love, from someone you are together with, can help you reduce a huge amount of the mistakes that you do in your life. Man's knowledge and experiences are limited, and he has some stimulus in himself, which sometimes pushes him towards good. So sometimes also his knowledge can push him towards evil. And likewise. So there are some elements in man's life which encourage him to perform evil actions. Therefore, unless this particular person finds somebody to advise and guide them, many may fall into dangerous situations. Indeed, somebody who is not well versed in his life is liable to commit many mistakes in his practical life. Thus, he is in need of somebody to give him advices and knowledge. So sharing an advice is something that we need to look at, and it's a right between two relations. Whenever you have a friend, you're owing them an advice, and also them are owing you an advice. You're owing each other the right of advice.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano, and we are talking about the right of advice, that two friends owe each other the right of advice. Whenever you have a friend, you need to advise them whenever you can. And them also, they need to advise you because we are not complete. We need each other. We need the advice of someone else in order for it to, you know, carry us along and make us make lesser mistakes in our lives. An advice can make you turn from a distorted person to a good personality, to a good leader in the world. Thus, everyone needs from somebody an advice. So a friend needs from anyone to give him an advice and knowledge. And this definitely may help them to choose the right channel or even the right social, political and economic activities. And in choosing this, it causes them to come up with a good act in their life. So it is the right of your friend. It is the right of your friend over you to give him advices and to provide him with your experience in a particular thing, which will help him. It is either that you advise him to leave such a thing if there is danger in it, or to encourage him to act upon it if it is beneficial, or even to prove him with enough guidance and knowledge on that particular matter, so as to, you know, use in his action or an issue which he faced it in his life, like studies, marriage, type of work, or buying and selling of goods, or even participating in any social activity. However, because of its importance, giving an advice is sometimes incumbent upon us, and no doubt Allah will punish us if we neglect to advise our fellow brothers on something that may harm them. And our great religion commands us to advise our friends and relatives because it is important. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Until next episode, inshallah, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.